in. We used to go out after they were married and they settled into a home, or every Christmas we'd go out with bells and music and singing, and then they'd all invite us in and then give us cake or drinks or something like that after that. That's what we call shivering. Yeah.
What about if you were, say, sometimes when you're at a party, when the music starts playing, the couples like to get out and you say they're...
Well, I know what you mean, but then I just can't say it right now.
You know, just when they move around on the floor, yeah. They just say dance or something like that.
Well, you'd call it dancing or waltzing or two-stepping, something like that.
Are those different types of dances?
Oh yeah. And then come in, 2 years ago was come in the Charleston. And first, all the things, of course, now you never see it unless they put on an old-time play and tell them he was a Charleston. But the two-step and the waltz and the fox, well, the foxtrot and the, that other that I was telling about, they come in later. But the waltz and the two-step and a regular square dance. Well, the square dance, a two-step, and a waltz was a round dance, and when they square dances, it being couples, either in, they'd dance with everybody. The others, they're dancing with a girl and a boy.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if at 3 o'clock the children get out of school, you say that at 3 o'clock school does what?
It turns out.
Or say if it's toward the end of summer vacation, you know, when school's been out all vacation, and you might say toward the end of summer vacation, well, when does school
begin or start again or open? Mm-hmm.
Say if a boy left home to go to school, but he never got there on purpose, you'd say he did what?
Well, probably might say he just run off.
Run off? Uh-huh. Have you ever heard people
played hooky?
Played hooky. Or say, after high school, some people go on to
college.
And after a small child gets through with kindergarten, he goes into the.
I just can't see it now.
Of
course, when I was growing up, we had no kindergarten.
Yeah.
And now they do. But anyway, when they started school, it wasn't no kindergarten, but the starters, he was a beginner.
Usually began in the first grade?
No, he began in the chart.
And what?
A chart. You don't remember the old chart. The old chart was on a standard. You could do several big, it was about this year wide, about that tall, and there was maybe 100 sheets on it. Mm-hmm. It started with the letters A, B, C, D, E, and F on like that. Mm-hmm. You learn your ABCs. Then, as you learn your ABCs, it'd be a picture of a dog, or a cat, or a rat, or something like that, and it'd be C-A-T is cat. D-O-G, dog, R-A-T, rat. But generally it run rat, cat, mat, and fat, and such as that. And you learned those, and then you learned the others.
Oh, yeah.
And on down and on down. Okay. And that's what we call the old chart. Then when we got through the chart, you come into the primer. Mm-hmm. Got rid of the primer, you come into the first grade, second grade, third, and fourth on up. And they done away with the charts now. And we used to have reading and writing and arithmetic, and they don't have much more of that anymore now. It's always something else.
What about, these things that each child sat behind in school? Each one of them had his own...
Own desk.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a room full of those things...
Oh, yeah. Yep. And we used